The title of this article is Revealing the Relevant Spatiotemporal Scale Underlying Whole Brain Dynamics. This study was led by Xenia Kobleva from the University of Bonn, with Gustavo Deco from Universitat Pompeu Fabra as senior author. It was published in Frontiers in Neuroscience in October 2021. This was a collaborative effort involving the University of Bonn, Universitat Pompeu Fabra in Barcelona, and the University of Oxford. The authors used both empirical data and sophisticated modeling approaches to tackle a fundamental question in neuroscience regarding the optimal spatial and temporal scales for studying brain dynamics. Understanding brain dynamics has been hampered by a fundamental problem. We don't know the optimal spatiotemporal resolution for studying how functional brain networks transition over time. Current neuroimaging studies make arbitrary decisions about the number of brain regions to include in analyses and the temporal resolution to use, which risks losing critical information about network transitions. This uncertainty stems from technical limitations. Functional magnetic resonance imaging provides good spatial resolution, but poor temporal resolution due to the slow hemodynamic response, while electroencephalography and magnetoencephalography offer excellent temporal resolution but limited spatial coverage, especially in deeper brain regions. Previous research has examined spatial scales using static connectivity measures and temporal scales separately, but no study had systematically investigated both dimensions simultaneously while focusing on whole brain network dynamics. The primary objective was to determine the optimal spatial scale, measured as the number of brain regions, and temporal scale for capturing the richness of whole brain functional network transitions. The authors hypothesized that there would be an optimal spatiotemporal scale that maximizes the entropy of network transitions, reflecting the richest information content about brain dynamics. Secondary aims included providing empirical recommendations for neuroimaging researchers regarding parcellation choices and establishing connections between different neuroimaging modalities through computational modeling. The study employed a sophisticated combination of empirical analysis and whole brain modeling. For the empirical component, they analyzed resting state functional magnetic resonance imaging data from 94 healthy adults from the Human Connectome Project, using 15-minute scans with a repetition time of 720 milliseconds. The spatial analysis covered 9 different scales from 100 to 900 brain regions using Schieffer parcellations, which optimize local gradient and global similarity measures. For structural connectivity, they used an independent high-quality diffusion magnetic resonance imaging dataset from 32 participants to create anatomical connectomes at each spatial scale using advanced fiber tracking methods. The modeling approach utilized a dynamic mean field model, which simulates neuronal activity through coupled stochastic differential equations, representing excitatory and inhibitory neuronal populations in each brain region. This model incorporates realistic synaptic dynamics, including AMPA, GABA, and NMDA receptors, and is constrained by the underlying anatomical connectivity. Crucially, this approach allowed them to generate time series at temporal scales ranging from milliseconds to seconds, overcoming the temporal limitations of functional magnetic resonance imaging. The simulated neuronal signals were converted to simulated Bold signals using a balloon Windkessel hemodynamic model, and then fitted to empirical data by optimizing 3 metrics: metastability, phase consistency matrices, and functional connectivity dynamics. To extract whole brain functional networks, they applied independent component analysis to binarize time series data using a point process approach. The number of significant networks was determined using eigenvalue analysis comparing against random matrix theory. They tracked network activity over time by projecting the event matrices onto the network matrices, then calculated the entropy of network transition probabilities as a measure of the richness of dynamic repertoire. This entropy was normalized by the logarithm of the number of networks to enable comparison across spatial scales. Starting with the model validation, The dynamic mean field model successfully reproduced empirical brain dynamics across multiple metrics. The optimal global coupling parameter ranged from 1.55 to 1.85, depending on spatial scale. The simulated data generated functional networks that resembled classical resting state networks, including the default mode network, central visual network, and temporal parietal network. The number of extracted networks increased with higher spatial scales in both simulated and empirical data, consistent with previous literature. Moving to the primary findings, the entropy analysis revealed a clear inverted U-shaped relationship across spatiotemporal scales. For spatial scale, entropy peaked at approximately 300 regions in both empirical data, with a mean entropy of 0.951, and simulated data, with a mean entropy of 0.957. There was only a modest decrease at 100 regions, with empirical entropy of 0.946 and simulated entropy of 0.949, or 400 regions, with empirical entropy of 0.946 and simulated entropy of 0.938. Beyond 400 regions, available only in empirical data, entropy dropped more substantially, reaching 0.916 at 900 regions. The temporal scale analysis, possible only with simulated data, showed the highest entropy at approximately 150 milliseconds across all spatial scales tested. This optimal temporal scale was remarkably consistent, ranging from 140 to 160 milliseconds depending on spatial scale, with no apparent interaction between spatial and temporal dimensions. Using finer or coarser temporal scales led to much more dramatic drops in entropy, with the lowest value reaching 0.5957, demonstrating that temporal scale had a much greater impact on information content than spatial scale. The absolute peak entropy occurred at the combination of 300 regions and 150 milliseconds temporal resolution. The authors conclude that brain dynamics operate optimally at approximately 300 regions spatially and 150 milliseconds temporally. They argue this represents the spatiotemporal scale that captures the richest information about functional network transitions. The findings align well with previous neuroimaging evidence, particularly the duration of EEG and MEG microstates, which typically last between 100 and 200 milliseconds. The 150 millisecond timescale also corresponds to the temporal dynamics of conscious processes and information stabilization in the brain. The authors propose that spatial scales below 300 regions may lose important information, while scales above this threshold introduce noise and less relevant networks. The temporal findings suggest that whole brain modeling approaches or fast neuroimaging modalities like EEG and MEG are preferable for studying brain dynamics compared to standard functional magnetic resonance imaging with typical repetition times of several seconds. Several important limitations warrant consideration. First, the analysis relies on independent component analysis, which assumes maximal spatial independence between networks, and this assumption may not hold for all brain networks. The group-level analysis approach may not capture individual differences in optimal spatiotemporal scales. The study focused exclusively on resting state data from healthy adults, so findings may not generalize to task conditions or clinical populations. The computational demands limited simulations to 400 regions spatially, preventing full exploration of the parameter space. Additionally, the study examined only macroscale dynamics, while microscale cellular-level networks might operate at different optimal scales. The binarization approach, while validated, necessarily loses some information compared to continuous signals. Finally, the entropy measure, while theoretically grounded, represents just one way to quantify the richness of network dynamics. This study provides the first systematic evidence for optimal spatiotemporal scales underlying whole-brain network dynamics. The findings suggest that approximately 300 brain regions and 150 millisecond temporal resolution capture the richest information about functional network transitions, offering concrete guidance for future neuroimaging studies and highlighting the critical importance of temporal resolution in brain dynamics research. Turning now to to how this paper has been received in the field. The paper, Revealing the Relevant Spatiotemporal Scale Underlying Whole Brain Dynamics, by Kobleva et al., published in Frontiers in Neuroscience in 2021, uses a dynamic mean field whole brain model fitted to fMRI data to identify optimal scales for analyzing brain functional networks, finding around 300 regions spatially and 150 milliseconds temporally for richest dynamics 1-2-3. No specific citation counts from Google Scholar or Semantic Scholar appear in available sources, nor are there records of replications, refutations, retractions, corrections, expressions of concern, pub-peer comments, or post-publication discussions. In terms of field reception, no direct evidence indicates whether the work is viewed as influential, controversial, or routine. Since publication, it appears to contribute recommendations for spatiotemporal scales in whole brain modeling studies of functional connectivity dynamics, potentially aiding analyses in computational neuroscience 1-2.